The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning. This is Ursula Odom, and I am one of the co-hosts for Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. And today we have an awesome show lined up for you, because our guest, which you will find out more about, is Ms. Misty Campbell, and the mystery of sex transmutation is what we will be talking about. And for those of you that are our regular listeners, you know we have an awesome, wonderful, great co-host that are a part of the show, and you will be hearing from them as well. In fact, I, as one of your co-hosts, am the CEO of Sula 2, and we make old new in everything we do, in that we capture, preserve, and present legacy information in any form possible, and this is one of those forms. We explore this book, Think and Grow Rich, and bring to you our thoughts and merge them with your thoughts, and we go out into the world and make wonderful things happen from a lot of different perspectives. So what is this chapter that we are talking about today? Mystery of sex transmutation. The meaning of the word transmute is, in simple language, the changing and transferring of one energy or form of energy into another. The emotion of sex brings into being a state of mind. Because of the ignorance of the subject, and the state of mind is generally associated only with the physical side of human nature, and because of the improper influences to which most people have been subjected in acquiring their knowledge about sex, this emphasis on the purely physical aspects of sex has created strong and often destructive biases in most people's minds. The emotion of sex has back of it the possibility of three constructive potentialities. They are the perpetuation of the human race, the maintenance of sound physical and emotional health, and the transformation of mediocrity into genius through transmutation. And it's the third that we really focus on, because we know that Think and Grow Rich can produce the genius in all of us. So with that, I'm going to introduce you to my awesome co-host and allow them to give their aha moments this morning based on this chapter. And we will start with Pagim, the lady with one name. Pagim will give us her aha. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's Pagim from Power Women Global, and I work with powerful women who want to increase their profits, be seen, be heard, be bold, and be brave, and make sure that they're running great businesses and leading great organizations through influence and impact. And wow, do I love this chapter? And I love this chapter because it infused in me an awareness over time that who I was when I was younger, and I had this, and I would exude this, you were just sexually excited, right? That as I've matured and understood, this is also part of charisma, and this is also what fuels charisma. It fuels confidence. It fuels where you are. And on page 207 of The Mystery of Sex Transmutation, I really loved this paragraph, and I'm going to jump around a little bit, but it says, the road to genius consists of the development, control, and proper use of sex, love, and romance. The process involves encouraging the presence of these emotions as the dominating thoughts in one mind and discouraging the presence of all the destructive emotions. And it jumps down to this statement, which I know for myself has been one of the most powerful tools that I've had. That control comes from persistence and habit. The secret of control lies in understanding the process of transmutation. When any negative emotion presents itself in one's mind, it can be transmuted into a positive or constructive emotion by the simple process of changing one's thoughts. There is no other road to genius than through voluntary self-effort. Most of you that are listening know that I was had a troubled teen life. I had a rough time, and I thought the thoughts that I was thinking about myself, the thoughts that I thought about the world were, and they were very negative, were true. And I had no clue that I was controlling what I was thinking and that I can shift my perspective and that I can decide what I choose to think. And as I've matured and grown and changed and evolved, and certainly as I read Think and Grow Rich, which I've read hundreds of times and I study it now feverishly, is when I recognize that I have the power to change my mind, that I have the power to shift my thoughts, and it takes seconds. My life changed dramatically. And so for me, it's about shifting from the negative energy to going to what am I grateful for, what am I acknowledging that I've done well, who am I, and basically recognizing that no one can read my mind. So no one, in the beginning it was, I felt like I was telling myself a lie when I said I'm amazing and I'm awesome and I'm great, but over time that has become my truth, it's my thoughts, my perspective, my way of being, and my embracing of my own magnificence. And when you do that and you shift that, magic happens in your life. And so I'm so grateful for this chapter, and I'm so grateful for the page, and I'm so grateful that people can reach me at Pegine, PEGINE.com, or go to powerwoman.global. That's powerwoman.global. And there you can be signed up and then receive my book. Look forward to having this discussion.
Thank you, Fagim. And now we have a master builder, a builder of people and of buildings, that's going to give her aha. And those of you know who I'm talking about, none other than Miss Ann McNeil.
Wow, 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 wow. Pegine and I are on the same page in so many areas of our lives and our businesses and in this book. So for those who may be listening to this show for the very first time, as you've heard, we're walking through the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And today we're on the chapter entitled The Mystery of Sex Transmutation, as Ursula has shared. And my aha is on the exact same page as Pegine, but it's right before she started reading. The book says this. It is a well-known fact that through the aid of the science of chemistry, a chemist can create a deadly poison by mixing certain elements, none of which are in themselves harmful. The emotions may likewise be combined as to create a deadly poison. The emotions of sex and jealousy, when mixed, may turn a person into an insane beast. Now, I am not talking about myself. I'm talking about somebody I know. And when Bikini was talking about being younger, I do recall some instances in my personal life. When I was very young, I mean teenage young, early 20s young, early 30s young, the book goes on to say the presence of any one or more of the destructive emotions in a human mind through the chemistry of the mind creates a poison which may destroy one's sense of justice and fairness. In extreme cases, the presence of any combination of these emotions in the mind may destroy one's reason. And this resonated with me because I know so many people who are incarcerated because of situations with a loved one. And it's just a split moment, a split decision that changed the course of their lives. And what this book is helping me to understand, and it speaks to what Bikini talked about, we can have that split moment, but prior to that moment happening, we have imparted and input so much positive information from many books, sermons, recordings, music, conversations with people that will offset this negative, destructive emotion, because there's got to be a balance. And so when I read this, it just resonated with me, took me back to many, many, many years, because but for the grace of God, go I, it could have been me. So, excuse me. So that's my aha moment in the reading of this portion of the chapter.
Thank you. And now we have none other than Mr. Galen Bingham. And Galen is going to share with us his aha moment.
Hello, this is Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist, and I'm talking to all the leaders out there. You know who you are. I'm the leadership author, I'm a speaker, I'm an executive coach, and I love having fun. This is a great chapter. I have been specifically focused on leaders in the consumer packaged goods industry, but this chapter really kind of talks to everyone. And one of my key ahas really came as I was rereading this and going to page 206 and 207. And on 206, down at the bottom, it talks about where emotions are a state of mind. And when you go over to page 207, it talks about when any negative emotions present itself in one's mind, it can be transmuted into a positive or constructive emotion by the simple process of changing one's thoughts. And you know, one of the things that I've really started doing as I reread this chapter is I try to do my reading at the beginning of the week and just observe how that context or that content is unfolding itself throughout the rest of the week. And when I got to this section, I decided to really put it to the test, because you know, I can't stop negative thoughts from coming into my head. I mean, it's just kind of natural. And I think with the world the way it is right now, there are so many different avenues feeding negativity to you. So those negative thoughts tend to just come in automatically. But when I got a negative thought this past week, I thought about this section, and I literally made a decision to find a positive thought to replace that with. And just really, really cool things started happening. I mean, and I own a retail business and had some troubles with staffing this week. And the negative thought was, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this. Why are they doing this to me? And, you know, all of these other negative thoughts. And when those thoughts came, I immediately started thinking of what's a positive way of looking at this? And what do I want from my business? What do I want from staff? And what's my aspiration for the situation? And wouldn't you know, within an hour, I got, you know, all kinds of applications coming into my line with the ideal types of candidates that I've been looking for. And I think that just really speaks to the power of not only this chapter in particular, but the power of mindset, the power of thinking and growing rich, and your ability to literally change your thoughts from negative to positive. But when you do it using this chapter, when you do it with the energy, when you do it with emotion, when you do it with the same kind of personality that you might use to woo a lover, great things start happening. And I just can't wait to get into the rest of this conversation and talk with Misty as well. Thank you.
Thank you, and what a great setup for my aha. it comes from the part on page 201 that talks about great salespeople. And what I was going to say before Galen used that really sexy male voice was that a lot of salespeople are misunderstood. They are using and transmuting that energy to selling you on whatever it is that they're talking about, because that is part of the energy that it takes to get your attention. And he did that so well. And the reason I know this is because I, at one point, was married to the late, great Isaac McLemore, and he used 15,000 people to sell me on him and me to sell his product to 15,000 people, basically. Because what he did is he told this story about coming to the South, but not knowing anything about the South except what he read in history. And he said, you know what I read about in history. And he's standing before a group of people that didn't look like him, and he's talking about the South and history. They looked at him like he had lost his mind, and they prepared for the worst. And he said, but you know what I found? I found me a princess. Princess, stand up. And that was the last thing he had to say before I was just all in. He called me princess in front of 15,000 people. And then I supported him in every way I possibly could. I became the back office person. I became the face of the sales group and the whole bit. So he took that energy and turned it into a business and a life, because obviously we got married and was quite well together. So sales is all about know, like, and trusting that person that's before you. And when you can use the energy of who you are as a sexual being to get the attention of the person that you want to talk to for sales or for sale, you know, then it's all good. It's taking that energy and turning it into something positive for the good of everyone that's involved. So that was my aha moment. And at this point, what we're going to do is find out about what the rest of the book is all about. We have a quick education for those, or introduction for those people that are not aware. And we also like to listen to them ourselves because it reminds us of what we're doing and what this book is all about. So with that, we'll be back on the other side of a commercial as well.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically, but we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number five is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step six, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number seven is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step eight is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number eight. Step number nine, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts, use the knowledge, use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of auto-suggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. 954-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back. This is Ursula Odom. I am one of your co-hosts for Think and Grow Rich. And I am also the CEO of Sula 2, and we make old, new, and everything we do. And we have something that is old as life, and that's the mystery of sex transmutation. I can't even say it. Mystery of sex transmutation. See, it's so much emotion in that word that we have a difficult time dealing with it. So today we're going to deal with it, and we're going to deal with it with none other than the person you have been waiting for the entire show up to this point, Miss Misty Campbell. And her bio starts out with, "Welcome to the world of Misty Campbell, also known as Miss All Purpose. Here you can interact with, watch a live stream, or send a question to her." And this is from her bio, and where you can normally meet with her, and you'll find out how to get to her exactly. It's happening. If it's happening, she knows about it, and definitely will be talking about it. That's what she does, and she was born and raised in Illinois. Miss All Purpose prides herself in representing the South Side of Chicago. She's also honored to say she is a product of the Chicago Public Schools and the Chicago Park District. Miss All Purpose always had a love for radio and music as a young girl. At the age of 16, she called a radio station for the morning birthday roll, and she called for the morning birthday roll call, which was played live on air and where all her classmates could hear. From then on, she was hooked. And so we get to see how all of this evolved into who she is today, and I've heard nothing but great things about Miss Misty Campbell. So let's get to her. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
And so we're going to start out by simply allowing you to tell us the rest of that story. And we've been teased with this person that was bold enough to call into a radio station and then set off her whole career. How did that happen? Tell us about you.
Well, growing up, radio was kind of like a best friend. So listening to radio personalities and just listening to the music on the radio. Because, you know, this is the era before the internet, before you had, you know, Google and Facebook and all of that good stuff. When basically if you were not in front of another person, you were alone. So radio was like my best friend. And so here in Chicago on a radio station, they had what was called birthday roll call. So it was before school, and you call in, and it had like a little song, and you fill in the blanks. And so by the time I was in high school, by the time I got to school, everybody said, "I heard you on the radio." And that feeling was so euphoric. But then from that point, and I know Miss Ann will say it's the universe and desire, from that point, people started to say, "You know, you sound like you should be on the radio." And I was like, "Oh, what does that sound like?" And so for college, I went to school for broadcasting, audio production, and then I got my master's in communication and training. So that is how I ended up in radio. And in high school and in elementary school, I was always doing speaking engagements. So then I just put the two together, and I've had several radio programs since then. I've done co-hosting with some other friends in radio. So that's how I got to this point.
Okay, so we're also going to find out exactly how you feel about this chapter, but already we've got some interaction that's it's lined up for you. Miss Ann wants to make a comment, ask a question, and we're off.
Yes, welcome, Misty. And my curiosity goes to wondering where, when, who, and how did you first become introduced to the book. And then when you answer that question, I'd like to talk a little bit about how we met with them Black NSA.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for the question. So I was a serial book buyer, which means you go in, like, well, when he had a lot of bookstores, Barnes & Nobles and Borders, and I would buy books all the time. So I had purchased Think and Grow Rich years ago, but I never read it. I never read it. And then eventually I made my way. Well, I'm leaving out a key point of this story. So in between that, I had a son. And my son has cerebral palsy. And so, and this information will be relevant as we carry on. And so anyway, my son passed away in 2017, November 2017. So he was 20 years old. But hold on, I lost my train of thought. So my son was 20. And so raising him, I bought books and was, you know, reading books. But I had bought Think and Grow Rich, but I never read it. And so when my son passed away, my spiritual godmother, her name is Miss Janet Hill, she's like, you need to get in a professional speaking organization. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I just Googled them, and National Speakers Association came up. And so I called and asked questions, and I joined. And that summer, the National Speakers Association, also called NSA, had its annual summer conference, which is called Influence. So I attended Influence, which is where I found out about the Black National Speakers Association. So I didn't know anybody. So when I went to this conference, I did not know one person. And it's funny because I had this, like, funky, cool hairstyle, because my thing was, like, when I go there, I don't want to have to approach people. I want people to approach me, but without speaking. And so I had this funky, cute hairstyle. I had these cool glasses. And when I got there, I realized everybody speaks to everybody because everybody's a speaker. So I was at home. And so being introduced to the Black National Speakers Association, they kept saying at the end of the conference, we're going to be having this mastermind off this book, Think and Grow Rich. And so I was like, oh, maybe I should go. So I went and I saw how people were making future plans based off the principles in Think and Grow Rich, and I kind of felt like an outsider at first, but just being able to listen to everything everybody was saying and how dedicated they were to the book and to the principles, and at first I thought it was like a drink the Kool-Aid kind of situation because they were promoting for, you know, the next mastermind, and I'm one of those people, I'll spend $100, $200, you know how you sign up for things, but you never partake in them, you never do the work. And so I was like, okay, let me just sign up, because I wasn't drinking the Kool-Aid, right? So the mastermind started that September, and for the first 3 weeks, and Galen will even tell you, for the first 3 weeks, I kind of was like, I was participating, but I wasn't. And one day, I was just like, what should I do? And I said, wait a minute. Being a part of the Black National Speakers Association means I'm in a community, I have family. And so I reached out to Galen, and I said, hey, I am not moving the needle. I'm not doing anything. And Galen gave me the best advice. He said, Misty, you just don't want to do the stuff that it takes to achieve your goal. And we had maybe about a 45-minute conversation, and I'm so grateful that Galen took the time out. But that was when I started to read Think and Grow Rich and apply the principles. And that's where I met Miss Ann McNeil, and who I'm so grateful for. We developed a relationship because Miss Ann calls it like she sees it, and there's no BSing with Miss Ann. And I'm like, I can be a BS queen, but with Miss Ann, she's like, every twist and turn, every corner you go, Miss Ann is right there like, no, let's pull back and look at this. So that's how I met Miss Ann, and that's how I came up on Think and Grow Rich.
Ursula,
all right, thank you.
Ursula, I have no other questions. Just drop the mic. I'm done.
Well, you know, you bring out the best, and we have the best on the show today. So, what do we expect?
Go to the next person.
Well, before we do, we're going to take a commercial, and so that people can understand how they can join the conversation as well.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
Welcome back, and we are speaking with Ms. Misty Campbell and talking about mystery of sex transmutation. I'd like to ask one question before we go on to the rest of the questions about the chapter. Your name, Miss All Purpose. Now, I come from the South, and all purpose
okay.
means flour, and there's salt, everything else in it. So what does all purpose mean for you?
Oh, my goodness. So as you stated in the bio, there's a line that says, if there's anything going on, Miss All Purpose knows about it. So just coming up, I was a speaker. I was doing radio. I guess by nature, got into some event planning. So I've always been like a resourceful go-to person. And my mom always says, if Misty doesn't know, she'll find out. And so on top of all of those three or four things, as well as raising my son with cerebral palsy, which got me into advocacy and speaking on caregiving, I had an event, and some buddies of mine were videotaping the event, some buddies I went to school with. But long story short, they kind of got on my bad side, and so they put this care package together. And in the care package, there was a jersey, like a basketball jersey, and on the back of it, it said, Miss Our Purpose. And I was like, oh, okay, that has kind of a cute ring to it. I think this might have been 2005. And I said, that has a cute ring to it. And so my radio name was originally Misty Me. But then once I received that jersey, I said, okay, Miss All Purpose. And so Miss All Purpose just took off. So I do a little bit of everything, not a jack of all trades. But I do a little bit of everything, which makes me Miss All Purpose.
All right. So that's cool. Thank you for that. Now what we're going to do is allow the other co-hosts to ask their questions, and I know they're waiting in the wings with bated breath. The next person that you're going to hear that has a question for you is Ms. Pagim. Pagim, what would you like to ask?
Well, Miss All Purpose, we can feel you bouncing off into the, and your vibes are just shooting out there. We can feel your joy. We can feel your excitement. And I really want to know about what your experience is with your own sexual energy, because I can feel it coming, you know, and touching us in a powerful way, a sensual way. Your energy. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your experience with your own sexual energy.
Yes, thank you for asking, Pagin. As a teenager and early 20s, I felt like my sexual energy was growing, if that makes sense. So you're born with your sexual energy, but I felt mine toward the late teenage years, early 20s, I felt it growing in a sense, and it became bigger than myself, because I used to think, and what they talk about in the book, that having a high sex drive was a bad thing to have. It was not until I read this chapter that I understood that I was really blessed to have a high sexual energy and that it could be transmuted. But once I kind of realized that the physical of sex was not enough to contain my sexual energy, I had to start looking at it from a different perspective. And so, and when you have a high sexual energy, it comes out as Patine, as you said earlier, you're magnetic, you have charisma and things of that nature. And I have all those things, But I never equated those things to sexual energy ever until I started into the mastermind. And so I realized that, and then I had sexual partners who could not keep up with my sex drive. And I was like, wow, okay, this is weird. On top of the emotion of sex, and, you know, we all would enjoy human touch, being cuddled, you know. Well, not everybody enjoys that. I enjoy it. Being touched, being hugged, cuddling, and sharing that intimacy of the sexual energy. And so I started to see that my physical acts were not enough to not even transmute. I hadn't even gotten that far yet, but it wasn't enough to make me happy. And so at one point, I did date two guys at one time, which was really awesome. Well, it was awesome until they saw each other, but dating two guys at one time, my sexual energy was fulfilled. It was fulfilled. And then at one point, the two guys ended up meeting, but then it became kind of like a whose balls are bigger kind of situation, which kind of messed everything up because one guy felt like he was taking me from the other guy. I mean, it got really serious. But that was one of my peaks where my sexual energy was satisfied because I had two sexual partners and two good, great sexual partners. That's another subject. But two great sexual partners. And so I was able to, you know, divide that energy up. But then eventually, as time went on, when I didn't have to, I had a week where my sexual energy was just so high. And I took 3 days. In 3 days, like 2-3 in the morning, I set up and I wrote poems. So I wrote 100 poems in 3 days. And then I kind of started my autobiography because I kept feeling God in the spirit saying, you have to tell your story in regards to my son. So I wrote like a semi-autobiography of our journey from the beginning to where we were at that time. He might have been about 16. And from that, I self-published my first book. I self-published my first book from that energy. So my sexual energy, it's been on a journey, but I'm loving it. And I can't wait till we talk about most people do the most between their 40 and 60. So, but I guess we'll get to that.
I am loving it. I love, 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 love everything you just said and everything, you know, the clarity of your magnetic and charisma and the intimacy and certainly sharing yourself, you know, and the foibles of our youth and not recognizing until that aha, like that week where you said you wrote the 100 poems and the autobiography and you experienced a transmutation of that energy and suddenly realizing, you know, I've had similar experiences, so I don't know that we knew that it was sex transmutation. And so I'm looking forward to hearing my co-hosts ask you more questions because you have a lot to share with us, and that's great. And, boy, am I going to get email mastermind.
And thank you, Pagim. And up next is Galen Bingham. And, okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Oh, man. Boy, this conversation is already on a 9. Okay, I'm sorry. I got to get back. Let me get back into my I'll Be Sure. Hold on. Wait a second. Hold on. Okay. So, hi, Misty. How are you doing? I've enjoyed hearing your story so far. And my question is, Misty, with having a high sexual energy with some of your creative, what are some of your creative desires that you've been able to accumulate riches? Would you share with the audience?
Yes, I will. Thank you, Galen, for that deep voice question. My book is one of them, being able to self-publish my book. And also, just let me note that with self-publishing a book, because then you have to do the work to self-publish, right? So I wrote the poems, I wrote the autobiography, but then the work to, like, I had it in digital copy, I had it in hard copy, and so the sexual energy carried me through that whole process. I also started getting into modeling, One day, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, because I like to wear swimsuits, but I never wore bikinis ever. I was like, I'm never wearing a bikini. And this one particular year, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start wearing bikinis, which led me into just enjoying my sexual energy in a different way. And because what I did at first, I took pictures and then I kind of like just put them on Facebook. And then, I mean, men love to look at women, and they were loving it. And so I was loving it. They were loving it. And so then from then, I picked up a few modeling gigs from that sexual energy. And one of the things I like to do in the future, I think I want to either, like, be in a burlesque show or own my own, like, burlesque company, because I just realized my sexual energy, and because now that I am 42, it's through the roof. I didn't think it could get higher, but it is higher. So that's another way of bringing riches my way, is maybe owning my own, like, burlesque company or something to that nature, so that not only can my own sexual energy be displayed, others can use their energy to create this awesome show and awesome atmosphere. So those are some things, Galen.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing. And I think, I mean, this is a great conversation around how to leverage your sexual energy into avenues that could actually legally create income. So you're doing a great job with that. And thank you for being so open and sharing.
Yes, no problem.
Okay. So, Miss All Purpose, this is all purpose truth, because you have the courage to go there and talk about the physical, because this is the part that most people, including myself, just, you know, we don't talk about that too much. But what's really wonderful is to hear you say that life after 40 is on the increase. Now, see, that's a misnomer. A lot of people don't talk about that, but older people are having a good time too. Physically, but
yes,
we also have an opportunity to take all of that energy and wisdom and move it into something that is productive, because we've gotten over the building years, we've gotten over the raising children years. Now it's time to do the things we want to do professionally and fun-wise. So I'm curious to know, what is that over 40 like for you? And tell us what you want to say about that.
Well, my disclaimer, I'm still raising kids. I only laugh because when I had my first son, and I was like, there's no way, how can I push a wheelchair and a stroller at the same time? So there are 13 years between my oldest and my second. There are 13 years in between the two. And I was like, there's no way I can push a wheelchair and a stroller at the same time. However, when my son was 12 years old, I was volunteering with the Chicago Park District, and my age group was 12-year-old girls. And so I realized that life was passing me by. So even though I had accepted that I wasn't going to have any more kids as a truth or as a fact, when I volunteered at this program, I realized life is passing you by. And so I also realized, because my son was a quadriplegic, I realized, this is what 12-year-olds do. And I realized that if you want to have this experience, you're going to have some more kids. And at that time, I think I had my daughter like 33, 34, something like that. So I realized that I need to have more kids. So right now, I'm continuing to raise kids. They're 5 and 9. But so right now for me, I'm really enjoying it. But it also, if I date a guy, it makes me bring my truth with me to say, hey, FYI, I have a high sexual sex drive. And if you can't accommodate that, then I may have to get you some help. But as well, being in my mastermind, I use my energy. Well, it's because it's not, because I'm building riches, but the physical for me is still there, because this 40-year-old energy is, you know. So I'm using that energy to raise kids, number one. I'm also using it in my speaking career. I speak on caregiving, in which I help caregivers facilitate, learn, develop a self-care plan, because a lot of caregivers neglect themselves. And if you neglect yourself, at some point, the person you're caring for may be neglected, or they may get the backlash from you not feeling good about yourself. So I take that sexual energy and I speak to that population on, and because even especially like when you caregiving, you may even put your sexual energy to the side, you know, for doing the caregiving parenting, they kind of in the same bed, right? So my job is to inform others through my testimony, my experience, my knowledge and wisdom to take care of themselves. So that's one of the ways that I you know, my career is blossoming, because I'm transmuting that energy into helping others.
Okay, so here's an opportunity to help others that are listening this morning. You can answer some questions from them. There are several people that hopefully you will call in, and to do that, if you call 661-554-9216, you can ask the question yourself by pressing the number 1 on your phone. So if you press 1, for those that are already waiting, press 1, you can ask the question. Okay, so we're going to go back to Miss Ann to see if
Earth,
there are any other
Earth
things
love.
That she would like to ask.
Yeah, Ursula, I just want to mention that the number is 661-554-9219. 9219.
Oh.
You mentioned it was a 6.
Sorry about that. A little dyslexic.
Yeah,
9219. Thank you.
That's quite understandable with the subject matter at hand.
Am I a little distracted?
Yes,
I am distracted by the conversation, but I'm not the only one. When Galen got on this call with that sexy voice, I heard Misty slow her roll just a little bit too, and then she got back on track.
Well, fun among friends. I don't really have a question for Misty. I want the audience to know that we're all acquaintances, and all of us actually are part of the National Speakers Association, Black NSA, that Misty talked about. And Bikin also has her mastermind group of women with power women. I do want to make a comment, though, because Misty came into the group without the level of clarity to transmute that energy. And I just want to give her kudos and high regards and claps and snaps and all of those publicly, because Misty, you have made, and I told you this inside the Zoom call on a number of occasions, I have seen the transformation in you physically, mentally, emotionally, and many other ways when you showed up, and you just keep showing up. Can you speak possibly to your Black NSA experience? Because there are a lot of people who are listening right now and who will listen in the future and are looking for a place to go to get clarity about what they want to speak about and really what they want to be about. So can you speak to that just for a second, please, your Black NSA experience?
Yes, thank you, Miss Ann, and thank you for those kind words. I do appreciate it. And thank you for acknowledging the growth. And, you know, we have to show up. No matter what we do, we have to show up. So being a part of Black NSA, it really gives you an opportunity to kind of sit down and ask yourself, what am I doing? Actually, I had a young lady approach me maybe about 2 weeks ago. We had a phone call because she's a speaker, but she's looking to grow her business as a speaker. And that's what I said. When I joined Black NSA, and I've had workshops, you know, traveled speaking, but I didn't treat my speaking career as a business and the different elements to it.
And with joining Black NSA, it gives you the opportunity to not only share your own experiences, but gather information from others who may have been where you are or where you're going. And the young lady who I was encouraging her to join Black NSA, I was telling her, I said, you know, you may have some questions about marketing or sales or things of that nature, and it may take you 6 months on your own, where in Black NSA, it may take you 1 hour to get those same answers. So now you're going further faster because you have the support of the members of the Black NSA and the Mastermind, and we have our small groups in which we have accountability partners as well. And I love how transparent you can be within your business. And we have people starting out, and we have people generating millions of dollars every year because of this mastermind, because they show up, because they're transparent, because they're truthful and saying, hey, I'm a great speaker, but I'm a horrible bookkeeper. Oh, I'm a great speaker, but I have no idea how to do sales, how to do marketing. So the group is beneficial for all of those things so that you can not only be great on the stage, but you can be great behind the stage as well and not throw money away. We talked about how you may want to give a speaking engagement, say you have a workshop, and you just decide to charge $99, but you have not taken into account your overhead and all the things that it's going to cost. Maybe you need volunteers. Maybe you got to pay somebody to do the sign-in table. Maybe you have to rent the space. Maybe you have to rent the chairs and the table. So all those things that go into putting into that production where you charge $99, but maybe you should have charged $150 so that you can, you know, cover your costs, have a profit, and cover your overhead. So those are the things that I've learned with being in Black NSA, and others have as well.
Okay, thank you so very much, both of you. And at this point, as we prepare to bring the show to a close, what I'd like to do is find out what are the aha moments that have taken place this far, listening to this wonderful show with Mr. Campbell. Pagim, would you share with us your aha as it relates to hearing Misty this morning?
Well, Misty, the aha is you're obviously so skilled at being in a radio kind of environment, so we're not seeing you, but we can feel you, and that's been really a joy of understanding the power of sexual transmutation and sexual energy to be totally feel and hear your magnetism and your charisma. I love your honesty and your ability to embrace your sexuality and be able to talk about it in a way that it just is, and it's just a so, and there's nothing wrong with the expression of our bodies, our minds, and our energies so that we can move the needle forward. And that's really quite extraordinary. Love how you were able to share about how you gained skills by being within Black NSA. And for those of you listening, the power of being amongst a group, any professional group that will help you accelerate and that you can know your stuff, but being able to act and react. And I have to say that one of the things that you said that I think is so powerful, and I want to bring it to tie it into that professional piece of asking for what you need, is the clarity that you also did with your own lovers of being able to say, this is what you need, I need you to do for me, and this is what I need from you so that I can be satisfied. It's that same power and confidence when you transmute that into a business world to say, this is what I need from you so that I can feel satisfied and I can feel growth and I can feel powerful. And if you're in my life and if you're in my business world, you want to satisfy me because I'll also satisfy you. And so that was a real aha for me, and I totally appreciate it. So thank you very much for your clarity and your honesty.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Pagim. Galen, your aha.
Boy, this has been a great show, a great topic. Let's see, a couple of my notes. Misty likes to cuddle. Misty likes touch. She's not afraid of doing the work. No, I think that, you know, some of the key ahas that I took from this is that there are so many incredibly productive avenues for sexual energy. And so very often, you know, I'm on the road a lot, either traveling in the airport or driving. And, you know, when you're on the road, you may get hungry and you pass by all these fast food restaurants. It's so easy to pull into a fast food restaurant because there's one like every you know, 3 or 4 miles, pull into a fast food restaurant and get something to satisfy your quick urging for something to eat. But if you are willing to think, if you're willing to think strategically, if you're willing to do some research, you can find a nice restaurant. You can find a nice place to, that is actually going to give you some food that's going to nourish your body, that's going to allow you to do the things that you're needing to do, that you're wanting to do. And that's kind of the imagery that came into mind. And I think the same goes for this chapter, there are some quick, some fast ways to relieve sexual energy. But if you think about how you can be productive with that energy, with that same energy, you could end up writing a book that you talked about writing for years and years and years. You could end up developing lines of businesses that you wouldn't think of otherwise. You might find a business partner that could help you shore up some of the areas that you might be lacking or just not excited about doing, such as bookkeeping or those kinds of things. So I really, really appreciate, you know, Misty, how you have brought those avenues into this conversation. And it's definitely going to help me think about my business differently and hopefully for the rest of the audience as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Galen. I'm going to go ahead and give mine. I like following Galen, and then I'll let Miss Ann close it out for us. But my aha comes in the fact that listening to Galen, listening to Misty and the energy that she's putting out there, and I'm sure attracting a lot of people to her, if she, you know, being a model, obviously there's going to be a lot of people attracted to her. But one of the things I wanted to say is that what we may be witnessing when we see people in this space in day-to-day life is it's not about the physical. It's about the transmutation. They're actually getting something done, and we just happen to be attracted to it. And an example would be my husband at the time was out in California on a sales trip, and he called me and said, "Hey, Princess, talk to this lady. She's a drop-dead gorgeous lady, and I want you to talk to her." So I got on the phone, and first of all, I could hear the air go out of her expectations of what she thought that moment was. And I said, "Oh, my God, if he's calling you drop-dead gorgeous, you must be dynamite." And so he was able to complete a sales transaction when somebody thought it was something else. So every moment with a sexy voice, every moment with that space that you love from these people with all of this energy is not always about you. So I'm loving that we've had this kind of open conversation, and that Misty, you are so real with it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
And now, Miss Ann.
And
your
now,
aha.
My aha, Misty, really was the comment that you made when you said the physical is not enough to contain you. And I think depending upon what state and age we are in life, we all go through that process, but not really understanding the statement. And I think for me, you summed it up so well, because really it's not enough, right? And so that was my aha. And I would like to transition my comments and conversation into the annual meeting that we're going to be hosting in January, actually on the 3rd and 4th, as a part of our annual meeting of accountability for your life. So I just want to invite all of our listeners to ask yourself the question, where do you go to be held accountable for your entire life? And if you don't have an answer to that question, please plan to join us in January 2020 on the 3rd and 4th. We will be hosting an awesome, awesome, awesome event in Boca Raton at the Embassy Suites on Yamato Road in Boca. The details can be found on our website at internationalmasterminders.com, and also, you know, you can Google it. But with that, Ursula, I also want to thank Misty because she's already registered for herself and her kids. Yes, I'm putting it out in the universe, Misty, but I want to thank you too, Misty, for having the faith so early on to make that commitment. Thank you, Ursula, and thank you all of our co-hosts and all of our listeners.
And thank you. So, Misty, obviously we've enjoyed hearing your whole story and your connection to this book. What has been your aha, and what are your closing comments that you would like to share?
Yes, well, you know, it's funny because when I agreed to do this interview, and as I started to prepare, the closer we got, and last night as I was preparing, I was like, I really should be talking about this all the time because I enjoy it and love it so much. And to see others, we didn't talk about being a teenager much, about learning about sex, because the book, the chapter talks about, you know, learning about sex as you grow up. But I just want everybody to know that if you can take that energy and turn it into something creative, and then from that creative and that desire, then you can turn it into a plan which you can execute. And I want to leave you guys with the very last two sentences of The Mystery of Sex Transmutation. It's on page 209, and I'm going to read it. It says, when the emotion of romance is added to those of love and sex, the obstructions between the finite human mind and the infinite intelligence can be removed, the obstructions, the things that's in our way. And then genius status can be attained, and that is the 10th step of riches, which can be mastered. So those are my final thoughts. And thank you for everybody. And also, you can follow me at missallpurpose.com. I'm on everything Miss All Purpose, so that's Facebook, Instagram, and my website. Everything is Miss All Purpose, MSALLPURPOSE. And if you become my Facebook friend, currently I'm doing a Facebook Live podcast every Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time through my Facebook Live. So that is how you can find me and connect with me. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And thank you guys here at the International Mastermind Association for having me.
And thank you. This has been a wonderful show. And with that, this is Ursula Odom, your co-host for today. And I am the CEO of Sula 2. We make old new in everything we do. So go out and have a new attitude about how you can use your sexual energy and transmute it into your genius you. Take care. See you next week.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.